Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD and iHeart and wherever you download it from. Thanks for downloading it. The key of this is we give you the latest medical news of the week, but that's not the key. The key is that we give you the action steps that make it good for you so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Top news stories of the week: childhood obesity in the Club Med countries is increased over 18%. That is childhood obesity between the ages of 9 and 12. Over 18% in the Mediterranean diet countries, even greater than the U.S. Do they still eat the Med diet? What's the problem? Story two, how much exercise do you need to keep your brain healthy? Well, they did an analysis of over 100 studies to find out what it was that gave you the maximum benefit with minimum effort. And this kind of diet lowers your risk of breast cancer. That's our story three. Next, lung cancer rates in younger white and Hispanic women is surpassing those of men of the same age. Why? It ain't smoke. And genetic obesity risk is tied to smoking, though. That is, if you smoke, you're likely to be fat, and if you're fat, you're likely to want to smoke more. Huh? Yeah, I thought smokers were thin. Well, that's only in the end stage of smoking, apparently. High blood pressure can really up your medical costs, and prenatal vitamin D is tied to a lower risk of underweight babies and birth defects. Those are the top stories of the week. Let's get right to them. Childhood obesity reaches over the U.S. numbers in the home of the Mediterranean diet. The problem? They don't still eat the Mediterranean diet. That is, European children ages 6 to 9 and 9 to 12, for the past 10 years, they looked at the weight measurements, and in 250,000 children from 34 countries by the WHO, the World Health Organization. And what did they find? It's a little scary that people in those countries, which were, quote, the Mediterranean or the Club Med countries, where the Mediterranean diet was common, had gained the most weight. We're the fattest, the most likely to be obese. And it's because we've exported our bad habits in America pretty darn well. They're fat because they're not eating the Mediterranean diet. Mediterranean diet is characterized by a high intake of plant-based foods and olive oil, a moderate intake of fish and poultry, and very low red meat and sweets. But that ain't what the European countries or the Club Med countries are now eating. They're eating things like the standard American diet with a lot of processed foods and processed meat. Schizophrenia risk genes are not so risky if the mother's pregnancy was healthy. This is a very important study because it tells you you have enormous input over your genes. So taking into account prenatal conditions gives a starkly different read of how risky schizophrenia risk genes are. Taken together, they raise the chance of developing the disease to 12 in 1,000 if there are no complications. So that's 1 in 100, roughly 1.2. But it goes up to 80 in 1,000. That's 8% from 1%. Eightfold decrease if the mother's pregnancy was complicated by things such as hypertension or abnormal weight gain. So this is really a big difference. And the reason is you either turn on those genes or not based on the habits during pregnancy. I ought to skip way ahead to one of the stories I was going to keep for last, but it fits so well here, is what about vitamin D during pregnancy? And the answer is, yes, you should take it for all the time. And actually, I really believe this, that every woman between who's in the potentially pregnancy-bearing ages and is sexually active at all should be taking a prenatal multivitamin, because if you take it 6 months before pregnancy, it decreases your risk of a childhood cancer by 60%, decreases your risk of autism in the child by 40%, decreases your risk of birth defects, major birth defects, by more than 85%. So this is really important. But prenatal vitamin D decreases, just the vitamin D alone, decreases underweight babies and decreases birth defects by about 25%. So you want to check to your doctor about getting vitamin D extra if you're thinking about getting pregnant, more than in the normal prenatal multivitamin. So let's now go, let's now go to the head injuries. What was scary about this article was there's a lack of follow-up of head injuries. More than 50% of head injuries that require are seen in emergency rooms and are diagnosed as serious head injuries, meaning concussion or time lost, time of consciousness lost, aren't followed up on. What's the take home for you? The take home message for all of us on this is, if you've had a head injury, make sure, or if a friend has or a relative has, make sure someone follows up within a week, and then within a month, and then within 3 months, to make sure they're not getting consequences from that head injury. 50% aren't followed up at any time. Horrible for medicine. Food insecurity. Yeah, if you're food insecure, meaning that you can't afford to eat regularly or to eat a healthy diet, have more than double the risk of type 2 diabetes. Is this because they eat more when they can get some meat, and so they eat in irregular patterns, or is it because they don't eat healthy food? We don't know the reason, but nevertheless, it does say that perhaps one of the ways of decreasing medical costs is to make sure everyone is food secure. That's one of the benefits of food stamps. Maybe we should increase the food stamp allotment. How much is the physical and financial cost of opioid side effects? Well, they looked at 135,000 people in the study of post-surgical, and they found that over 10% had at least one opioid-related adverse drug effect. And the cost of this, enormous from a standpoint. They're 29 more times likely to die if they've had an opioid-related adverse drug effect than if they hadn't been given opioids in the first place. Enormous problem. Okay, lung cancer rates in younger white and Hispanic women surpass those of men. Why? I thought all lung cancer was due to tobacco smoke. Well, turns out more than 90% is. But the other 10%, we don't know why this is happening. Female lung cancer is increasing greatly, and it's a more virulent kind, and it doesn't have to be related to smoking. Smoking neither cigarettes nor marijuana nor anything else, and I'm really worried about this increasing in females because of the, if you will, recreational approval of marijuana use. So keep an eye on this. This is going to be important. In the meantime, if you want to take marijuana, don't smoke it. If you want to have e-cigarettes, don't smoke them. If you want this, get it in the edible form, no matter what it is, because it appears much safer than in the smoked form. Now, probably the most interesting study that everybody's waiting for is, how much exercise do I have to do to keep my brain young? I'm 67. How much do I? That's not me. I'm just saying, someone who was 67 asked me that the other day, and it doesn't. It is absolutely the right question. That is, how much exercise should you do is the minimum to stay healthy, it turns out. Is it intense exercise? Is it weightlifting? Is that better than cardio? Does walking do just as good? How about those 40 jumps a day? Well, it turns out that it is total time, and it's 52 hours a week. No, it's not 52 hours a week. It's 52 hours in 6 months, or 2 hours a week. So it's doable, 20 minutes, six times a week by everybody, and you'd have it. And you decrease dementia rates by, drum roll please, maybe 50%. Huge. This study was published in the journal Neurology. The main message to you is, no matter what you do, do 2 hours of exercise every week, and it'd be much better for all of us. Next story is on, let's see what I can find out from the next story. By the way, more intense didn't do better than less intense. It was just the time of doing exercise, and we don't really know whether that's correct. That is, could it be that you're releasing some weird thing that requires you to have stressed muscles to be able to get this? In other words, is it possible that it was stressed muscles that you needed? In other words, walking, if you already do intense exercise, walking won't help you keep your brain young. Next key story, cancer. Colorectal cancer screening. Yeah, we're getting it at younger ages, so you got to do screening younger. If you got a family history of it, if you're at high risk, African American, if you eat processed meats, if you eat a lot of fried foods, if you eat a lot of grilled foods, you want to start getting screened maybe at age 40, and at least until you're 75, maybe 85. Maybe that should be your real age is 75 or 85, not your calendar age. A lot of stuff new in cancer screening and for breast cancer. It turns out a whole mess of people, one, don't need to get the chemotherapy. You can do that by genetic testing and find out whether you need chemotherapy. And secondly, and two-thirds don't. Secondly, that just switching to a healthy Mediterranean diet with a lot of olive oil and virtually no processed meats, no added sugar, no added syrups, no foods with saturated fats such as egg yolks or cheese or red meat, not eating those things, and you can eat deliciously without them. You'll find out. We got a segment coming up. This is 895A on our segment, the News of the Week, but 896B is a wonderful guest, Dr. Neil Barnard, who talks about the delicious food you can have without these things in them that make you older. But it also, they decrease breast cancer recurrence rates by 80%+ just doing a little physical activity, 30 minutes a day, plus two more fruits and vegetables and eating a Mediterranean diet really does change everything. Next story is, what do we know about e-cigarettes? And the answer is not much. We don't even know whether they're a gateway drug, although in some people they are. One of the most peculiar stories on smoking, though, was that if you want to smoke, your brain also wants you to eat. So smoking and eating appear to be both related to a need to release dopamine in the same area. And when you smoke a lot or eat a lot, you suppress it. I don't know the answer to it other than finding something else that you'll like to do and be able to try and do that something else. And when you do that, who knows, it may be that you avoid an awful lot of badness. We'll find out over time. We don't know the answer to that. Let me keep going on, if you will. And the next study is on, and I want to say, we don't know enough about that answer about genetics and smoking, other than if you smoke, you're more than twofold likely to want to eat more. And if you're eating more, you're more than twofold likely to want to smoke. I don't get it. Because I always thought smokers were thin people. That's apparently due to the inflammation that smoking causes in one of the side effects. Low temperatures increase MIs. That's right. When it's winter weather, and this was done in 919,000 people in Taiwan, and they found out on days when weather was cold, windy, or snowy, the incidence of heart attacks went up substantially. We used to think that's because of shoveling snow, but this was just cold weather, independent of whether you're shoveling snow or not. And high blood pressure, how much does it increase your medical costs? On average, $2,000 a year if your blood pressure is 140 over 90 or higher. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show, the top news stories of the week and the top stories for you to be able to take advantage and live at the top of your curve. So remember, if you're about to get pregnant or in the pregnancy-bearing ages, or you've got a grandchild or a granddaughter in that age range, buy her prenatal multivitamins. It's not because you're encouraging her getting pregnant. It is because you want her, if she does get pregnant, to have a healthy child. And make sure she sees what her vitamin D level is and get it above 35 nanograms per milliliter or milligrams per deciliter. Remember that just because you live in the Mediterranean countries doesn't mean you eat the Mediterranean diet. You got to really eat the Mediterranean diet to stay thin. And if I was going to tell you another thing, make sure you get 2 hours of exercise a week. It helps keep dementia away. The Mediterranean diet helps keep breast cancer away, as well as heart disease and other things. And remember one key thing. If I was going to tell you one other key from today is, if you or a friend or family member or an associate gets a traumatic brain injury from trauma, from some reason they get a brain injury, make sure they get a follow-up, because 50% of people with brain injuries don't get follow-up. This is Dr. Mike. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual, 895A, and this is the segment that teaches you what you can do and helps you understand the latest news of the week so you can live at the top of your curve. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do tell friends about us and do rate us. Thanks again. And Randall, thanks for wonderful engineering, but especially you for downloading us and listening.